Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Russian-born and raised Ina Lobanova-Heasley, who told me the story of how she became involved in fulfilling one of the last wishes of the renowned American pianist, Van Cliburn. Why don't we start with the day that you got this telephone call? It was in February of 2013.
It was the end of February, and my phone rang, and on the phone was Rebecca Christianyak, a fellow singer, which I met 4 years ago at in Massachusetts. That's another story. But she kept my business card all this time, and she remembered that I'm a Russian. I was born in Russia, and I speak Russian, and I'm a musician. So she calls me, and she just tells me that she needs my help. And she just gave me the news that Van Cliburn, the famous pianist who I love and adore, just passed away this morning. And that was on Wednesday, February 27th. Of course, I was in shock. And then as I'm still in shock, she keeps telling me that I'm her last resort. She's looking for a help to find a song that Van Cliburn listed on the program for his funeral. He was dying for a long time of cancer. And so he had written a program that he wanted during his funeral service. One of the songs on this list was some obscure Russian folk song that, of course, nobody in America knew about. And all they had was the English title of it, which was Ducks Are Flying.
Ducks Are Flying.
Yes, Ducks Are Flying. Actually, I was not surprised because ducks are a big part of Russian folklore, and fairy tales and songs. It's a common character. But all they had was the English title. And of course, doing the search in English didn't bring any results. And Rebecca is the choir member. And the director, Archie Bailey, even called somebody in Moscow that he knew, gave them the title, and the people even went to the local music store looking for a score and couldn't find it. And so they were at the point of canceling that song out of the list. Even though it was Van's last wish, there was nothing else they could do. I was her last resort. She called me just to see if I could find it.
And so what was your reaction?
I can't even describe it in words. I was awed. Van Cliburn is actually the first musician I ever heard in my life. I heard his recording when I was a little girl because my mom owned that black vinyl recording of his Tchaikovsky piano concerto that was recorded right after his victory in the first Tchaikovsky piano competition in Moscow in 1958, I believe it was. And he was like a rock star in Moscow. And so, to me, I was growing with his name all over the place, on the radio, on TV, on people's minds. And I thought that his Tchaikovsky and his Rachmaninoff was just a staple. And it was my level of perfection. I would compare everything I heard afterwards to that interpretation. So to me, his playing was just the ideal way to perform Russian music.
So now you're being called to help fulfill one of his last wishes.
Yes, and it seemed that if I couldn't do this, that would be it. So, of course, it was huge responsibility, and there was no question in my mind. I had to do it, and they told me it's impossible to find. I didn't believe it. I refused to believe it. I went right on the internet and started searching Ducks Are Flying, but in the Russian translation.
And you couldn't find anything at first?
No, because if you translate it directly into Russian, which would be "Утки летят," that song does not exist. But if you change the words "flying are ducks," which is "летят утки," then that's the song, and it's actually quite a well-known song in Russian. I wouldn't say it's very popular and very famous, but it does exist, and it's a perfect farewell song. It speaks about saying goodbye to a loved one who has left homeland and will never, ever come back. It's a very sad song, actually. It was something probably he learned and heard in Russia. He went to Russia quite a bit. He actually taught master classes in Moscow Conservatory. He did a lot of concerts there. So in his travels, I know that he has a lot of Russian friends. That's probably how he heard about the song, and he fell in love with it.
And so what is it about?
The song is about, it's actually a song by female voices, and it's about saying goodbye to a loved one who left the homeland maybe it's implied maybe he went to fight in a war or something. It doesn't say specifically what it is about, but what happened to the loved one. But it's basically just saying, expressing the very, very deep sorrow that the two hearts will never meet again. And the image of the ducks flying away is kind of symbolizing him leaving forever.
So what did you do, and what was the time frame? They said, we need to find this song, and we need it by when?
Well, this all happened on Wednesday, and the funeral was on Sunday. And they had to prepare really quick. Basically, most of the pieces on the program were already performed before, and everybody knew it, but they actually had 300 voice chorus, which was combined choir of four local groups, and even just plain citizens who came together to be the part of it. And so they only had one or two rehearsals to put this whole thing together.
So you called them and said, I found it.
Yes, I called them and I said, I found the two voice score, and I found a YouTube recording of actually a Russian women folk choir from Voronezh. That's the city that is actually mentioned in the song. I think that's why they probably took on that recording. And I sent it to them and I said, I found it, and so maybe you can use that. They called back a few minutes later, actually. I said, don't worry, we took it off, and it's a no-go. Because part of it was that organizers were very nervous because there was going to be a national broadcast on Sunday of TV and radio, and also the Bush family was in attendance. George W. and Laura was there. A lot of ambassadors, I think the Russian ambassador came, the Vishnevsky's daughter, Vishnevsky and Rostropovich, their daughter came, Olga. Olga Rostropovich was there. So they didn't want to embarrass themselves with unprepared song. And so they took it off.
And what day was it now?
That was Wednesday night. We're talking Wednesday night. So I kind of, I was very sad, of course, because that was Van's last wish. And it seemed that it was not going to be making in the program. But then I thought, okay, I know what he wanted to hear, and I will do this all by myself on Sunday. I will just sit there at home and hum it or play it for him, for Van Cliburn. And so actually, shortly before that, I actually went online again, and I found a beautiful rendition of soprano alto tenor bass of the same song. Somebody just put it on the open free domain. And I sent it back to them. I said, look what I found. But they said, no worry. Not to worry. But then next day, Thursday, I got a phone call from Archie Bailey, who's the director of Schola Cantorum. That's the main choir that was in performance. They're from Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. And he said, this is a great score. And if you can do translation, transliteration, and transcription for us right now, then maybe we'll try to rehearse it, and maybe we'll think and reconsider. Maybe we can put it back on the program. Of course, I was beyond myself. I stopped everything I was doing, and even though I was actually in transit, I was driving my daughter to the choir rehearsals, and I came home, and between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m., I got it done. I created a PDF score. I transcribed the Russian words so that they can be read in English. I recorded myself reading the lyrics very slowly so the choir could practice. And I faxed it to them that night. And the rehearsal was on Friday afternoon, I believe, and the second rehearsal was Saturday. And that's it.
So they needed the English to understand what it was about, but they were going to sing it in Russian.
Yes. Yes, but I also sent them translation. I translated every line, what is it about, so they know what they're singing about.
And then it was performed at the service.
At the service. Actually, they called a composer, local composer, who created, based on my score, created his own score so that it's more fit for the chorus. His name is Kyle T. Jones, and they performed his version. It was very close to the one that I found, but based on my version, they performed that at the funeral. And it was performed as a recessional. The most sublime moment, I want to say, is when they were wheeling the casket out of the church very slowly, and the song was a cappella. It was sung a cappella. There was one soprano voice kind of, you know, flying above the choir. And it was just beautiful.
And that wasn't the end of it.
No, and this is the reason I actually wanted to bring this story out, because that song, Ducks Are Flying, took on a life of its own, amazingly, because it inspired quite a few people later to sing it and, to make it more known in America.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.